We're learning Masechta Zvachim. We're in the middle of the second Mishnah in the second parak. The Mishnah tells us as follows. It says that Kibel b'smol posal. We learned yesterday of different circumstances where a person does not do the avoda in the proper way because either they're tamei or other examples that the avoda is invalid. Similarly, the Mishnah tells us that a person accepts the blood in the keli, which is one of the steps of the avoda, but one does it by using his left hand, then pasal, that is invalid. It has to be done through the right hand. It's derived through various drushos. So if Shimon machsher, if Shimon says that it's still kosher, even if one used the left hand, the fact is that you still did the kabbalas hadam, you still accepted the dam, therefore it's good. Nishmach al haritzba v'asafu pasal, that in the event that the blood would have fallen directly onto the ground, even if one could have somehow been able to gather up the dam with a broom or whatever it may be, that's no longer valid. It had to have been immediately caught by into the keli. Nusno al gabi hakeves. Now, when it comes to the sprinkling of the blood, it has to be done on the mizbeach itself. It cannot be done on the keves, on the ramp, which leads to the altar. If a person does that, it's going to be invalid, that sprinkling. Shlo keneged ha-yesod, it's supposed to be sprinkled on the yesod, which is like the foundation of the mizbech. It was not done there, again, it's invalid. Nosnu al hanitanin lamatan lamala, ves hanitan lamalun lamata. So there are certain karbonos that require the dam to be either put on the bottom of the mizbech, or the lower part, some on the upper part. And if you would have mixed the two, that also would have been invalid. And then the Mishnah tells us, as hanasanim bifnim b'chutz, as hanasanim b'chutz bifnim, posel v'ein bokares. If a person would have done the sprinkling of the dam instead of in the kodesh inside, did it outside, or on the outside, did it inside, which again, whatever is prescribed, exactly how one is supposed to be makir of these karbonos and how to go through the whole process is exactly how it must be done. If not, then this person who brought the sacrifice, it's a posel, it's not a valid karbon. However, at least some reconciliation, comfort is v'ein bokares, that a person who would have eaten from this carbon, even though it had been valid, the punishment is not going to be kares.